And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, in with you. Okay, so on the phone with me, a familiar name, familiar friend, Amy France with the United Way of Butler. Amy, welcome back to the program. I appreciate your time.
Tracy, thank you. It's always good to talk with a friend.
So I, of course, always want to get an update on how you all are doing, but I know we're going to focus our time today on the Day of Caring, Week of Caring that's coming up and your need of volunteers. But how has the United Way been since we last talked?
I think we're managing and thinking about 180 days into this. I think we're all sort of surprised at that anniversary marker of this, trying to squeeze 10 minutes out of every 5 minutes and making sure that we can be present for people even though it's remotely, and finding ways to do things virtually that could have a similar impact as if you were in person.
It was interesting. I was just thinking this morning on my drive in where I thought, you know, it was the most stressful time, and still is. I'm not saying that the stress has been relieved, but the most stressful time I think I can remember in life. And yet I went very few places. Isn't that ironic? Where beforehand, it just felt like I was running all over the place. And all of a sudden, I had to sit still, and it was more stressful than when I was running.
Right. And you almost feel like you shouldn't be out running
yes.
when you do
yes.
have things to do.
Yes, right? I know. So I'm glad we're mentioning this, because I'm sure a lot of other people feel that way, too, where you go to a location, and you're like, should I be here or should I not be here?
Right, right. It's surreal. You think maybe you have woken up from a dream in some place that you shouldn't be.
So that's going to lead us in actually well to our conversation today, because we have talked about the Day of Caring, the Week of Caring in the past, and yet it is okay to participate, is it not?
It really is. We have given a lot of thought to this and listened to the people that like to volunteer, factoring in things like social distancing and honoring what company perspectives are on things that they want their employees to participate in.
So what are you doing this year? Now, this is right around the corner, of course, so give us those dates, if you will, because it is an entire week.
It is. We're calling that week October 2nd through 10th, and the culmination on the 10th is actually virtual, meaning that people could prepare items for Week of Caring at their homes or their workplaces and then drop them off at our offices on Saturday the 10th.
Now, what do you mean by that, prepare something at home and then drop them off? What does that mean to you?
Well, we did this back in June, and we focused on activity kits for children over the summer. But right now, what we're thinking about is packing food bags for kids on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
So we have a website, and you can go and register for a project or see what we've developed as a suggested packing list for either a food bag for a child for the weekend, making cards for local seniors, because we know that a lot of them are still in isolation, and they like to have that nice little thinking of you message. We're also thinking about diaper drives. We had lots and lots of diapers donated in June, and they were put to good use. And then also, it's time to think about cold weather gear kits, gloves, scarves. We'll even provide people with a pattern on how to make a scarf using fleece.
Okay. Oh, fleece is always a good. I always love fleece clothing. I do. So when you're talking about the winter clothing, are you looking for new, or can folks offer gently used? What are you looking for?
I think we are looking right now for new, and we would come up with another opportunity later in the year to talk about gently used and certainly feed into programs that are already very widely known and successful in the county.
So let's go back to the food idea for a moment, because when you're talking about packing food for kids for a weekend or whatever, what kinds of foods are you looking for? I would assume non-perishable, but that's why I'm opening it up to you in case you're using the food the same day.
Well, it's generally non-perishable, and think about things like instant oatmeal packets, ramen noodles, cereal bars, some type of protein bar, grab-and-go items that if a child doesn't have access to meals at school during the week, they can just go into this bag and have something nutritional for their weekend.
Ramen noodles are popular in my house right now, so that's always a good, it's an easy meal to be able just to pick up and make. So, I mean, that's always one of those very inexpensive items, but yet it's very tasty. So,
yes,
yeah,
it
it's one of those things that if you want to do that. Okay, so where do we go to find out the list of ideas that you have. You said you have a website. Where do we go for that?
bit.ly/UW Week of Caring.
Okay. And for those folks who don't know bit.ly is a service online that basically shortens website links, and that's what that is. So if people are questioning, what in the world's bit.ly? It's used all the time. We use it a lot here at the radio station, too, so that's what that is. So it's bit.ly and then backslash, go ahead, UW Week of Caring. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So United Way Week of Caring. So are you here in the Butler area uniquely putting together these ideas that focus here on our area? I ask that because our area is going to be different than others, and there are a lot of United Ways across the country. And so how are you working that? Are you going national with other ideas, or are you creating them to pertain to what we need here?
Well, our footprint here, we call ourselves United Way of Southwestern Pennsylvania, and what that means geographically is Allegheny, Butler, Fayette, Westmoreland, and Armstrong counties. So our goal for that week of caring is to serve 50,000 people in the region, and we have more than 60 in-person events around that area that people can support, come out, roll up their sleeves and help with landscaping in some situations, put paint on a wall in a couple of other areas, or do the virtual kits that we talked about.
And I know that you have a plan not only to have 50,000 people across the region served, but to have about 1,000 volunteers serve more than 50,000 people across the region. 50,000, that's a lot of people. Do you think that you're going to exceed that?
I think we will get to 50,000. If what we look at for our past weeks of caring, if you combine the participation across the region, and then the virtual. In the virtual area, we'll be able to involve people in Week of Caring that might never have been able to participate again. And it's a great way for families to get their children involved. So many of the projects that would be in person would be more ideal for an adult to participate rather than a child. Whereas if you're doing a virtual kit and doing that at home, there's the one-on-one supervision with the adult, and they can participate.
Do you think that you're going to find that you have more individuals participating because it's set up this way and we're in a moment where we do want to help, we just don't know what to do? And I say that because I think of all the 5Ks that have been virtual, you know, the past many months from different organizations. And it was the first year that even I sat back and I thought, I might be able to do that because it's on my own time and it's across a month. And, you know, so, I mean, there were different elements to it that I thought, I wonder if I could do that. So do you think with your idea here, Week of Caring, people doing things at home and dropping these things off to you, do you think you'll have more people participating?
I do think we will. I think that we tried this in June. We had a special Week of Caring, and the response was quite high. And many of the families that did come and bring the items that they had donated were questioning, would we be doing this again? So I think we'll be able to go back to those families and have them participate again, plus the other ones in their friend group that they talked to about this who were looking for something to do.
Do we sign up for something like this, or do we just go ahead and take the initiative for whatever action we'd like to take and then continue to drop that off?
You can take the initiative on your own. There's no need to sign up. Space is not limited for virtual projects, and we will be there on the 10th to help receive your donations. And obviously, we're in our office most days, too, so we could take a donation earlier in the week if the weekend is not ideal.
And the 10th, what time frame are you looking at for drop-offs?
9 to noon.
9 to noon. Okay. And the location for that, of course, here in Butler County. We're focused on Butler County with you on our line today. But where would we drop off in Butler and in other places? Maybe we'll be traveling that day.
The Butler office is located on West Jefferson Street. We're in the C.W. Howard building, and the address is 407 West Jefferson Street.
And then if we're traveling to other areas, are you going to have drop off that day in other counties, or are you just keeping the 10th for Butler?
Now we have a drop-off location in Pittsburgh, and that is at 1250 Penn Avenue.
Then, of course, you do have a Greensburg office, I believe, that's going to be open that day as well. 1011 Old Salem Road, again, October 10th, they'll be accepting donations if folks are out there traveling. And again, that's going to be drop-off on the 10th with the United Way, the day of caring, but week of caring, we're going to put it that way, because of the times that we're in and the great ideas that are online. Again, that's bit.ly, B-I-T-L-Y, / UW Week of Caring. That's what you'd want to look up in order to find the different ideas that are out there. Amy France with us with the United Way. Just one more question, and I'll let you go. It sounds like these ideas have adjusted to our current needs, which, of course, always happens whenever there's some kind of crisis or something that we're going through. It seems like that can be good. What's your opinion on that? Because maybe these are ideas that we never thought of before, and they could be simple ideas for us to be able to take the initiative in getting done.
For us, I think that it just reinforces United Way's role across the region during a time of great need, and it showcases how we can create innovative volunteer opportunities that bring the community together safely and be able to serve those in need. So this pivot for us, I'm glad we were able to do it and be flexible and have such great response in the community. And it just speaks to the strength of the community, and we have a lot of people that are in direct service, that are essential workers, and community members that may or may not be in those roles recognize that we need to support everybody, and every little bit helps.
Amy Ferrance, United Way, hey, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Tracy, thank you so much.